So, from the first part of this session, we can feel that the questions we are trying to answer are very much linked to what we hope and see Yuhu could become. I would like, though, to consecrate at least a big part of the remaining time to answering the question for everyone, and at least also for everyone who have not talked and people who are sometimes not talking very often, people who are discreet and keep silence. So I propose that we make a systematic, a complete round of these people expressing themselves, and before to for one people to talk twice, we wait for everybody to talk once.
Great, wonderful.
It might be helpful for us afterwards to follow this exercise.
Can I say something before? Oh,
ah, you're great. You are great.
No.
Just a remark, just a little remark. People are very much invited to express themselves, whatever they feel to express. And in their, I don't know words in English, I'm sorry, but authentic way.
Yes.
yet, if really you feel not to talk, you have this possibility.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. You're doing it for us.
Yes, sure.
Kind of the three words that I thought I perceived mostly from the gatherings that I was able to come to was collective inner communion.
What?
Collective inner communion. I felt that, like we had in the beginning with Aurelio's guided meditation, for example, that I think we all kind of entered into some deeper state, and in those, and we often have that moment before we begin or after we finish, and there's some kind of space, some kind of spiritual state, I think, that we all can kind of enter into occasionally during our meeting, and that this is always kind of hovering around us, that it's always sort of there. And then what I find with the presentation and also just with individual comments or discussions that go, that very often they're just pointing towards that in some way. And so in some sense, I find that that the intellectual substance of the discussion is really less important to me, or often maybe less important than something that is pointing towards this kind of deeper state that seems to be there, and that is then facilitating memory of that or entering into that deeper state. And so we can, and that's exactly what I think the aim of the university was, in a sense, in all of our discussion, that through all these different disciplines of thought, that they all have some kind of psychic center at the core of them, and that they're all, in some ways, different expressions of that. And I think that's very true, like, that I felt here. And I think it's largely, I don't, it's my presumption, but it's partly due to the place that we're at, and but it's partly due to the fact that many of us have all been involved with this for a long time, I think, and that if we were in a group of one instructor and a bunch of new students or, let's say, visitors to Oroville, or that same kind of experience would not materialize quite so easily, but that the fact that the group is what it is makes a big difference, and that's why I have kind of thought it would be good in some sense if a group of people could always sort of be involved with students, a group of us, rather than like one. Because I think that brings some kind of collective energy, spiritual energy, that otherwise might be missing.
Yeah. It meets young people.
Huh?
Students, you're saying.
Who yeah, like whoever.
Students of any age, I mean, it will come.
Yeah. One other thing, there's been kind of some kind of impatience or anxiety that's been there in me over the time, and it's kind of an impatience of kind of this next step a little bit. And so I'll just say that and put that out, that, you know, I look forward, this is very good, and this is a wonderful experience, but I look forward, I was anticipating this next step, and so that's always there in my mind about working with students or working mm-hmm. with others.
Without even thinking, and I hope you don't mind me borrowing these words. Rudy brought these words to the group in the very beginning, just before we started these weekly sessions. There was a smaller group of us who decided we would start our session by going to the Matsu Mandir together early in the morning, and just sitting and seeing kind of what came to us regarding the university, and then we all came back here to the UNT Pavilion and we shared sort of anything we wanted to that came to us during our sitting. And Rudy brought these three words, freedom, wisdom, and joy, that he felt really were the essence of this university. And those words have just stuck with me. They constantly resonate in my head when I think of this university. And they have been very true for me in my experience with this group in working to develop this university. Several years ago, I had this inspiration, a very strong inspiration, that came to me to develop or to somehow be involved with the creation of what I was calling a divine organism. And I didn't really have the specifics, but I knew it involved somehow connecting people around the world who were in some way connected with integral yoga or interested in exploring higher levels of consciousness. And not only connecting, but sharing in some way, sharing and learning through their experiences and knowledge and that sort of thing. And so I had been walking around with this inspiration, and the only way I could think to manifest it would be through some sort of internet platform where we could connect with people around the world. And so I had been working really for a couple of years trying to see how this would all look, and I was in the U.S. for a year when this first came to me, and talking to all sorts of people, and really sort of feeling alone with the whole inspiration, you know, because I was trying to describe it to people, but I really, it was here, but I couldn't bring it out in words, and so I often you know, felt people just smile politely and nod their heads. And I thought, okay, well, but I was so inspired that it had become a part of me and something I knew was my work. And so the joy of the university really comes in, I think, when I sat with Rod and Rudy just a little more than a year ago, and they had, I think, already had one large meeting of the university of community, which I had heard a bit about, but I didn't know. And when they started describing to me what this was about, I thought, oh, this is the divine organism. And I think even Rod said he knew of my project, and he said, great, this is the divine organism. And I said, yes, it is. And so I really felt such joy, and the joy increases the more I meet with a larger group of people, to know that I'm not alone, you know, in this inspiration, because I can really feel so strongly how, you know, everyone who comes into this space feels this same organism that's just is hanging right there and waiting to really become more materially manifested. And the knowledge part of the pillar, well, it just comes from the sharing that I feel in this space when we meet every Saturday. And it's not necessarily the specific words that people are speaking, it's the essence of what's coming out of people that really have been resonating within me in a deep space, that brings this remembering, you know, of this knowledge I know is already there. And although I walk out of here with this this faith that, you know, what is happening here is true, I didn't really have a sense of how valuable what was being shared in here was until just recently, when I was reading the summary that Rod had put together of the sessions. He sat and listened to all of the sessions that happened here and kind of took pieces of the essence of some of what was said. And I read through all of these and I just thought, wow, it was some really valuable nuggets. It was the knowledge, you know, that we all share. And the similarities between, I felt anyway, of what came out of each of those sessions, even though the words were different, it was all the same, that the unity was there. And and then there's the freedom. And freedom, I think, is just maybe obvious to everyone, the freedom that we have in this space, that we have in Oroville, to come together and share the way we are and work to create something totally unique that we're working to create is just really awesome. So that's it. Freedom, wisdom, and joy. Thank you, Rudy.
Who is ready to talk?
No, almost.
So maybe a little first?
No. Well, oh, go ahead. I'd rather be asked to give me a little while to just take.
What I have perceived all these months now and before, first of all, the feeling for me that this is
one of the two arenas for four hours. All over there, really feel all over there. And where there are no strings attached, very little. Where there's no fear, there's very little all of that which is everywhere, like ambition, fear, expectation, deadlines, politics, governance, money, whatnot. This is no, all not here. Very, very little. And that creates a space where for me all will can bloom. And it doesn't matter if it's talking, dancing, singing, it is, it's not important. And this for me elixir, otherwise I would die here, I have to say that. And the other one is the dream catchers. And I compare these two arenas very much, and I'm very blooming in that space. And I feel also what is recognized in these spaces, that the need to always connect with all what you're doing and to the larger picture, to the essence, to the source. It was said, remember. And I tried it all these years in the planning, and I failed. I was running against walls, and I feel like smashed because there's no opening for that. And I get more and more the feeling that the university exercise is most probably the focus and the instrument to do that job and to integrate it in all the aspects of life, like Ingo was saying before, that all what is perceived from the whole to the part very much, to allow it to spill over into all these arenas which are so much mixed. And my wish, my dream is that this could be so contagious that in all the other more practical arenas we could learn to live without fear and existence and ambition and this and this and that. What I offered, this aspiration, I would say, this I have offered to that circle. And I learned several things with the life, for example, the Sanskrit matrix coming from Vladimir in the very beginning, where I became aware of how to structure the world view or the reality and or one possibility on a very basic level, which is you can call between man and divine, something like that. Becoming someone else? I don't know. I'm still the same, I would think. We will tell you. But definitely supporting the positive and the hope and the joy and to believe that even philosophical, so-called philosophical approaches have a very deep meaning and are needed, particularly for a place like ours here. Because I was always ridiculed being the philosopher amongst the architects, and like this you were out of the game. and I felt so much needing this perspective to do, to know what for. You know, I didn't want to continue being architect for whatever. You know, what's the meaning? What's the meaning of the galaxy? What's the meaning of the city? What did mother want it here? To really poke into the world from a larger perspective and make it tangible. And the last one?
Has you enlarge or and or unify your knowledge of the world and of yourself?
sure. and also I feel now after 1 year, and it was in the air, in the atmosphere, I think, it would be great, for example, if from here initiatives would go to the council, to the Oroville Council, to grow into the role it is supposed to be, a wild guiding factor for the community, and not one which is pulled down into the day-to-day little bickerings and things, and they cannot do it better. I mean, I'm not judging, I'm only saying these are the bodies who are actually, I feel, have the responsibility to guide the community with more wisdom on practical terms. So if this could come from here to them, and also just the talk before here, the tea time, and to, how to say, to believe in another functioning which doesn't mean we have to decide, we have to elect, and we have to this and we have to that. That we are able, learning slowly, to work and to think where nothing has to be decided. It's just happening. And it's imperative in that moment where the happening is like this, and you know it's right, and there's no election, and no counting votes, and no this and no that. So this is what I feel this place here. I wish. Yes. I'm a bit emotional, but no.
All right.
This is the
part of the game.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Yeah, and thankful that this new initiative has come out of an old structure, which tended to petrify, like. Everywhere it's the same. It's not pointing fingers again at people, but this tendency is everywhere there. And with this governmental administrative thing on top of that, it's very, very difficult to get out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And to breathe in the fresh air and to get to our senses.
Yeah. I like the parenthesis. Wonderful. Peter, what did you say? I just want to highlight this aspect of the university being a place that is totally free, and from there on there will come practical conclusions that are where, in a way, we are highlighting the light that exists already here in Oregon. We are putting just lightening more this light, so that for practical questions this will have consequences. But the university in itself is a free space, not for decisions, elections, etc. to make, but like Johanna Newman said, you're reading it right now.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, because
I think you should take the time to say.
I just want to say something. That yesterday, when I came out here, I met with Don, and he said, because I'm in the entrance office, and he said, oh, really? You said you work for the University of Human Dignity, but it's I inquired, it doesn't exist. I said, you know, all these people coming, etc. You know, Michael Murphy recognizing and everywhere, Roger. Yes, but I called Sanjay. He said it doesn't exist. Oh, I said, you have to reconsider the whole thing. I tried it just to say we have to
reformulate.
The spread. Suddenly it doesn't exist. I know. we have to spread this consciousness that's really there already in our world, that this university it has a legitimacy. The International Advisory Council recognized our simplicity, etc., etc. And we're already recognized by CIS in San Francisco, etc. So
I have something to say about this, but I will say
yeah,
it later.
So this was just a bad thing.
Maybe just a help for him.
Yeah.
Ron was sitting here.
Don.
Yeah. He came for a session.
It's nice of you to give him the benefit of the doubt, but it's very naive also.
No, it's about the legitimacy. It says it's not an organ institution, but we are an organically growing institution. And before being recognized by whoever, we exist already. Mm-hmm. That's what is wonderful.
I didn't want to say something.
Oh.
But now I have to go. Because there are so many good things already here which I resonate, so I didn't want to take the time to repeat it. But one thing I would like to say is not written there. But when I came this morning, I had the hope to see some faces which I saw during all these seminars. And I thought, because this is a winding up and everyone has got the message, they will be here. But they are not here. So I feel a pity of this. Just as a potential energy which we could have here, it would be good. And maybe we could ask us also, not today, but someday, but for the future, why it happens like this? Because these are people here from the beginning, and so I think it was important also. And when I was reading, even with my small English, the beautiful summary which Ross has made, I said, oh wow, yeah, they were here, and they gave some input. So this was something which was not written, but it was something which moved. And for the Uru itself, I just said 2 days ago, where we can find a place where we can sit together and have this certain energy moving which is out of competition.
Mm-hmm.
And let come up this energy and open up. So that what we are here to ask. So I think this is I find this place is there, and we have to have patience, and we have to go ahead in this way, and then we'll see what happens. I think this is enough for the moment on my side.
So I'm actually, I wasn't here last week because the consecration 10 days was starting, and today is the second to the last day. And it was actually difficult for me to come because I think it's very important that it's a temporary situation. 10 days of people who come together solely to remember and offer themselves to the highest is what I was looking for here, and was finding a bit, and which I think has to be the center of what we're doing. And yet it has to be the center of what everybody's doing. It has to be the center of education. It has to be the center of
talked about that work in the villages and as the center of environmental, ecological health things. And it also made it clear to me that the university has a role or an obligation to become something which a temporary intensive practice like that can't be, because that has to remain unstructured and always free and absolutely spacious. And therefore I feel also a wish to see, I'm willing, knowing that 10 days of consecration are always available, I'm willing to move into structuring this experiment, having had these months of consecration where we have explored and seen how wide and how deep the learning has been in Oroville. For me, it was very crucial, the presentations from Rolf, from Tensi, from Lucas, that really showed that you don't have to be so interested in forming a university to be a very, very important factor in the breadth of what we're going to present. And in that way, this exclusivity, inclusivity that Rod was saying is very important. Like, yes, we have to exclusively focus on one thing, knowing that we're going to include it in this larger thing. And also, one thing I really noticed is that in the consecration experience, this long experience, is very similar to the group process. It's very similar to what we're going through, is that you throw it open and you call on the highest. In the first place, you go, and the thing that comes up is all the doubts and the problems and all this stuff. And if you have, as we had in this, which is new in my experience, a lot of new people, it's very rough stuff that comes up. Lots of traumatic and all this dramatic stuff. So perceiving it, that is the function of an organ that I think that this university is the mind of Oroville, the intellectual mind of Oroville, which is turning toward the highest, but has to remember to do so, and needs to, and will connect with all the organs, with Savitriba, with CSR, with Oro Anand, with Integral Learning Center, with all the places that are the organs and members of our collective body, and synthesize that and understand that this is all of it. And inevitably, I wouldn't like it to be our main focus that we were going to do things to all of it. I think that we would, by being in that synthesizing and holding the learning that is going on in Oroville, understanding that Oroville is a process of understanding, and in many different parts of Oroville, that by just naturally we wouldn't have to set ourselves up as facilitators or as, we would be called upon individually or collectively. And I also, because this, again, applying this very concentrated experience, is that this was team-led. There were four teachers. And we were able to run it without any structure. We created the structure as we went along. And it worked very well. And but made me realize that in this Yugo experiment, it's also because this core is important. A core of people where the trust is there, and where there's also a commitment to learning. Where because you're not just one teacher who has the answers and has a bunch of people receiving your information, but you're constantly deferring to the other, learning from the other, being also presented with your shortcomings by the others in your team, then there is, and there's also a breadth of availability for a student body to receive, relate to. So I agree there with Larry, what he said. And I think I also, like a lot of what was said, I really resonated with it. And I miss also Matthias and Nietzsche and Ananda. And because it seems,
yeah.
without them.
Mm-hmm.
And there may be others. I mean, it would be lovely to have Tenzin and Lucas and Ralph and all the others too, but they had really been part of the core, and I would want every effort to, because it's physical, I mean, they're just not in the area. And every effort to bring them back when they're back in the area. So, it is, I would love it if we could embrace consecration, that is remembering and offering, as something that we can always call upon. I don't know if it's the most basic, simple teaching of Mother Teresa. And I would love to have that deeply accepted by everybody as something we could refer to, and that when we refer to it, we would have that reaction to step back within ourselves and remember and offer it. And it could be a way to solve problems that come up or make decisions that would be used. I find it very, having just been through it, and it's not easy to, because remember and offer, but yes, you say remember and offer, and then 2 minutes later you've forgotten completely. I forgot. Seems everybody did workshop. And then you remember again, and then you find a deeper place where that memory is coming from. And I almost want to say horrible to find that it took 6 days of work where I was concentrating on only that to find the inner place where I would like to be and where I would like to come from all the time. And I feel that that's where the collective supports the individual effort.
Mm-hmm.
But the collective process isn't what we're looking for. The collective process supports that inner thing, and when we're inner, and this was so clear in this workshop, when, like in the beginning, because when you first call together, the psychic comes forward. And everybody in the circle looked at and could love everybody else. And speaking from my own experience authentically, but I was also reported from sharing of other people. But then, as the process goes on, and the stuff comes up, and you look around and you don't love everybody else, but you're not in that inner place where you see the soul. When I look at everyone from that inner place, I see their luminosity, it's easy to understand why their personalities are doing this or that or the other thing, and you can almost see how it's going to work together. And it's only a tiny step. And then everybody's there in all their annoyingness and irritatingness. I learned that it's the inner. It's the individual effort, and it's the individual poise in that inner space that delivers the inclusivity, exclusivity, the combination of all these opposites. So, And I would really think that it would be very important for the core of this university to practice remembering and offering and remind each other to practice again.
I have a message from Ananda to kind of give to the group. I mentioned that we were kind of reviewing the previous work and looking towards the future during the session. And he had a couple of things to say. One was that he thought, as a kind of conclusion of our previous year of work, that some kind of policy or charter could be drawn up as kind of a overall view of what the university was and aimed for. And then kind of for the future, he suggested that for the 40th anniversary of Auroville celebration, that we present kind of the university at that point and maybe begin some kind of summer session, kind of starting then and then looking afterwards towards November for kind of another kind of session. Kind of an action plan which could be announced in February during the celebration. And then the program could be started from March or April, and then another one for November.
Maybe it's good also to know, I think, what Jason makes is the out of station, so that it's not that they're here because some other problems, but just out of station.
Well, actually, Matthias is out. Milce has returned and she's here briefly, but she's also going again.
Mm-hmm. All right,
would you like to continue? Mm-hmm. I think there's some more people in general that
I'm scratching my head.
Daniel, anything to contribute?
I would not then respond to the question from the board because, again, I've heard a lot and I'm feeling on the resonance with a lot of people said. I'm very sleepy and slow this morning, so let's see if something comes out. sort of like to tackle on the bottom end of it and try to emphasize these two. More like a visual thing. It's like the circle, can you stand up and part of it, which is not that much. But it had a sense for me of a positive, aspiring and inspiring ambiance that was coming through all the different people, also those who would not say much. And I find it somewhat impressive that that can continue for a year in this format. I know there might be people like me who are a bit more impatient in those matters that would say, well, what's next? But it has been also very interesting for me to just sit in and listen a lot. But I had this image when Bhavan was speaking of this group of people being a classroom.
and we are the students. We have been the students in one way or another. And now I go out and I start talking to other people about the school I went to. What am I going to say? And how would what I say make a difference for the other person? So the other person is going to say, I like to go in that class. Responsibility, what you all said, see, where are all these other people that have been at least presenting? And so that's a question for me. How would you retain that first phase of inspiration and aspiration? And yet possibly know that you cannot keep continuing in this format. So what other formats or containers or matrices would keep that energy going would be a question. While perhaps, and that's the other question, you would have to, in one way or another, create new forms or even add some structure. And as soon as you add structure, there will be some more definition of differences also, or different points of view, because as soon as you start to make things concrete, you start to recognize also where you live quite differently, and so on. But if that inspiration and aspiration is in place and is in build on, then you can safely move into those areas. So it might be the right time to do that. But yes, simply said, I would look for a purpose of you. I would say a place where those who come and participate in one way or another would walk out of there and walk around an oracle, and another person would come up to you and say, what's different about you today? What happened to you? Well, I just was at you or at a class. Well, you feel, you know, there is something about you. I can feel it. And I think that's the way that one could also hope to help Origin to change and grow. Not necessarily by imparting a superstructure of, you know, what would you say, human perspectives on the development of Origin or certain lines, which lots of groups hope to accomplish. They're not the only one, I would say. You have to compete with many. And Lavenir is, for instance, a very good example. And so I would hope you would navigate very subtly through that minefield and retain that beauty and that aspiration. But it's really that quality that I think makes all the difference. And for that reason, you could just as well sit here and be the forest group. It's a strange comparison, but you could be the forest group. But if that subtlety of interaction had been developed, and they would have, and I do feel there is a community of forests there that have developed a certain way of dealing with one another, but it could be there too. And they walk around the Oroville, and you can ask them, well, what? Well, we have this wonderful forest group, and so on and so on. And unfortunately, I know that quite some of the people in the forest group are suffering. I would not want that to happen to this group. So you have to catch yourself when you, as an organism, start to suffer. And what kind of conditioning from within the individuals, but also in the larger oracle context, sort of like moving in that direction or starting to suffer as a group. Because it's not going to help you flourish. But that's more simply on the oracle level, very simple terms. The other thing is that I have started to look at is, can oracle really make it without the input of a significant input from a larger world? And I must admit, oracle really means the world. So I don't use this phrase much anymore, sit in the earth me. Because I feel we're in the same boat as the rest of the world. karmically speaking, and also looking at what's ahead of us in the future, the uncertainty. And I would hope that you would be a significant international platform where people from elsewhere, and a lot of young people, would come and be inspired by the very integral way of learning and developing that to you who members obviously embody. Right? Where else would they have to get it? Not from the text and the curriculum, they have to get it from those who are actually walking around. And I would say there isn't a lemon origin with having enough of a platform to facilitate that. Infrastructure-wise, I don't think so, but in terms of being able to host people, we don't have enough accommodation. And so my thinking is at the moment along the lines, on that level of, maybe Oroville should develop a lot more simple accommodation to young people who don't need to immediately settle here and create a whole setup and all the stresses and 1 or 2 years of getting that together. But the simple accommodation is there. They can learn. They can learn things that are academically accredited. But at the same time, they hear long enough also to be able to contribute to Oregon in very pragmatic ways. For instance, you could have students coming for a 1 year training course, academically accredited in integral architecture. And as and when they learn a certain amount of theoretical work, they could also help building structures for our students and keep the momentum going. And in that sense, create a different kind of population and sociodynamic in Oregon. So I'm thinking along those lines, and from my little perspective, maybe you could be instrumental in that. You know, less focused on having a big campus, more on like how do we facilitate enough students to be able to be here with us and concretely learn and contribute to Oregon. They could learn about forestry and environment from an integral context. And then at the same time, do very interesting research and work in relationship to or in collaboration with the forest group. So these are some of my closing thoughts, but it all depends, I feel, on those who are here who are going to be part of this, and what we embody ourselves as individuals, first of all. If that makes sense.
Can I continue?
Yeah.
Because I wanted to go in generally about the questions, but I wanted to say because that's very connected to what you said. What you were talking like came out of me, and well, I was not here for the whole year, but when I came, what I received is just the energy, the resonance. And for me, it was enough. I didn't need even to hear what exactly has been happening. It was enough just to be here one time, and I said, wow. I felt like part of it, even that I was not from the beginning. And I think that what's going on here, like related to what you said, is we are looking for new ways of education, looking of new ways of learning, of teaching, and there is a meaning why we look for that, why we are here for each one of us and for the human unity. And in a way, what we do here, what you have been done for 1 year already, creating something, gathering together in order to create this human unity and this university in the practical way, without, I mean, there was the ideas, there were many things written, but nobody really guides how to do it. So, are we recognizing that this is a new way of learning? What you have been doing for 1 year and will continue to doing? Because nobody told us how to do it, or you, the ones who were here before, but you did it. So, are we recognizing that what are we doing in a way is a new way of learning? And while we are looking for something which is a new way of learning, I believe that each one of us inside him had experienced at least once a new way of learning in life. And it can be in many aspects. In something that we learned in the past, but we didn't really want to learn it because the teacher was imposing, or because we didn't feel connected, because we wanted to learn it differently. Even when our parents taught us something, I mean, our parents, our teachers in a way, sometimes we were so objective because we wanted a different way. So inside us, I'm sure each one of us has already experienced a new way of learning which relates to himself. So what I think is that what I'm offering in a way to, because I feel now we're in a time that starts brainstorming this new way of learning. And but if we look inside us, each one of us, and really ask ourselves, what is the meaning of new way of learning for me? When I was in the past learning something, and now when I'm learning something, and here in the Yuhu when I'm learning how what to do with this university, because we are learning. So we will find the answers. I'm totally sure that at least each one of us has, because the approaches are the outcome, but what's inside us is the meaning behind why we are looking for new ways of education. And then, when we relate to those approaches, if the meaning is there for us, then the approach is really done. It matters, but if we find the meaning behind it, then it will be fine for us. Because even when we learn from a theory, sometimes we feel connected. Oh, yes, I don't even need to practice, I know it, because we recognize it. Because for me, learning is a process. When we recognize some theory, it's because we already have this process inside us. Then we don't need to practice. Sometimes we read something and we say, oh, it's obvious. But that's only because we already had been through this process. And sometimes we read something, but we say, oh, but I'm not there. This means that we still need to be in a process. So anyway, it's a process. Whether if we've been into it and whether if we will be, anyway, it's kind of a process. But what is this process? And what is the meaning for me of this specific process of learning? I think this is what will bring us to the new approaches, to the new ways of learning, of teaching, because this is very, very, very wide. We can talk about it for hours. But if we connect to the meaning behind why we are looking for new ways of learning, and not only why, I mean, what is the best for us to learn, based on what we already did, and based on today, and based on the future, then it will be much more easy to bring it. So for me, this is a beautiful school, like Daniel said. This is a new way of learning in a way. Of course, now it's already time, I feel like you all feel that now it's time to brainstorm. Okay, but in the practical way. But the practical way has to connect to the spiritual way, to the meaning behind this new approach for us. There is some connection to this any kind of approach, something inside us, oh, I know why I like this approach. Because we know. Inside us, we know. And the outside is only a reflection, and sometimes it's a trigger, or sometimes it's curiosity. We are curious. That's why we're here, I think. I mean, I'm curious, that's why I'm here. So this curiosity is what, it's the trigger for still being here.
Thank you, Linda.
Yeah.
Well, my words are confession, gratitude, hope, and dementia. I'm going to start with confession, and this is a pretty personal sharing that I'm going to do in relating to my experience at university. my confession is that I'm just a guest, and I say just advisedly. It relates to the second word, which is gratitude. To have been in Belgium for almost 2 years now. And it's a confession because I already see the end to my participation. And I see how, as I see the end, how that limits my participation in this operation. It's not that I regret that, but I do have a sense of suffering of coming to this end. There will be a loss. I'm already experiencing the feeling of loss. And that's related to the gratitude, and it's kind of a counterpoint to what Danya was saying, I think. Sometimes I think, and feel, that you all don't know what you have here. And it's not to deny what Danya was saying, it's just a different perception of it. I came with the intention of being a guest for the whole time, and as far as I can tell from my inner being, that's still the truth of the matter. And yet I get to participate like this. I don't know where else I could do that. I don't know where else I could have this kind of experience. My next word is hope. And when I first came to one of the early meetings, and then I came to some of the later ones, and I heard something. I guess I was listening, and what I heard was something that resonates on more than one dimension of me, and somebody would be speaking, or sometimes it seemed like there was just a voice, and the voice would speak through different people, but it would resonate not just in the mental or not just in the emotional, but it would resonate in some other part of me. And I guess that's the unity that I seek. And it's the loss of that is kind of an asphyxiation, or the absence of that is kind of an asphyxiation when I'm in a group or when I'm relating to other people. And I heard it here more than once, often more than once a meeting, where there was something that I could hear it resonating. I mean, I could understand it and I could feel it, but there was something else in me that was touched. And I thought, maybe this is the time for this to happen. And so I wanted to participate and I wanted to offer what I could.
Actually, I think that many things that I wanted to say have been said. And this leads me to the next step that is, I feel very much being a part, a little part of a bigger being. And there's a strong experience I have been feeling here is this togetherness, which is beyond mental. And it's very touching because I had many expectations when I came first here. I had many expectations and even some grief, some hunger for good knowledge and interesting ideas and nice keys, and in some ways I've been fed with some of the lectures, especially those related to the Vedic profound wisdom that I heard from. But at the same time I've been experiencing noticing this process in myself, that there is at the same time this kind of wanting more of this feeling mental and being frustrated because it was not enough. And I was hearing so much of integral knowledge and integral studies that where's that? If my mind is too short, it's too small, it's too mean to be able to connect with all these understandings and views and viewpoints and viewpoints and so on. So actually what has emerged is this in the silence, because I've been very easy listening, hearing and listening and developing this capacity. Actually it has left something emerging which is beyond words, beyond mental, which is this attraction for this unknown we have been also felt together. So this is very helpful and very touching, and I hope we can, I don't know what are the conditions to learn from that some kind of process that we could reproduce consciously in order to invite more people, invite tough people or resistant people to join in and fear and partake the same experience. It was the deconstruction experience was very meaningful for me, very emotional. And I wish we could develop more in this area, coming into action, because it is true that, as Bhavana said, I wish we could actually embody more. Going more into practicality, going into programs and seminars and meeting young people and inviting young students from everywhere to belong and to be part of this experience.
I just want to express both gratitude and joy, and also trust about what is going to come out and how we can go into more next step. And offering my presence and energy.
Three images, and that I hope also that Kyle can also share, because you were in the role of the facilitator, if you can share your performance. So I offer my three images I have. The first thing what happened for me, which is an old or even ancient aspiration, is to be part of a circle, or of a council. I have the sense that humanity from its very beginning of a conscious evolution was meeting and taking utility of what is happening if there are two or three in his name or in presence meeting. And I definitely feel, or I had in this circle, my experience was that we are on a breaking point in a thousand of years history, that possibly we are entering the possibility of true consciousness, holding something, if we're together, that something else can work through us. And so I had that image actually, that the circle which we are creating is more like a sphere. We're not only meeting in the horizontal anymore, but there's something above us working and creating this half sphere above us. And there's definitely, maybe we haven't touched much into it, but there's also this bottom sphere, which even in Matrimonti is still, that's where how we enter the atmosphere. So there's, we're working, I see below us the whole inconscient of the earth atmosphere, which we, the more conscious we become, it's also there, and as Daniel said, in the process of definition or structuring, that will be also part of it. And, but I see the possibility, if we undertake this experiment as a collective sadhana, and if we have a core practice, as Bhavana mentioned, we can really have the delight of being part of this amazing pioneering movement of stepping into a new way of relating as human beings again. So that's the first part, which is inspiring me a lot, because I always had that image of traditional ancient cultures and beating it. So that dimension for me is almost like a ritus, like a rite. We're together in the presence of something right, which is above us and below us. The second image I have is of a bud, of a budding process, a lotus budding that has all the delight and freshness, expectations, apprehensions, all of that is there. And it's a beautiful process to be in youth. But I feel a lot of this, and that's a delight, and we all would like to stay forever young. But I think if that organism is forming, we also have to step into a maturity. And once that lotus is open, there will be flies and insects and butches and all different kinds of things, and we have to see how to deal with it and protect it also. Some leaves might be eaten. So, and I appreciate
the honeybees.
Not a flat, of course. Mm. So I appreciate the usefulness of the process which we went through, in spite of the amazingly beautiful, mature beings in this realm. People who have been in the yoga for decades, people who have been there at the foundation of our yoga. I'm very grateful for that and to be able to participate in such a circle. My last image is Bhavanek again expressed it very beautiful. I'm reflecting what was the role of university in any culture. What was the role of Nalanda, one of the first universities on the Indian soil? It's a focalizer of a highest intellectual capacities. That's what university stands for. And I think in Aravind we have an educational landscape. I always say to visitors and people always say, we're doing amazingly in the primary sector. Yeah. Now even with future school coming into play, we're even reaching the high school level quite beautifully. There are new experiments going on. We don't have yet, because we're such a young community, we don't have the university level established. And the university level in any country, look at like, how to say, in its ideal Stanford or Harvard, it is the brightest mind, the brightness of mind within the collective body of a nation. And I think that brightness of mind can only be there also if it is detached a little bit through, which has a basic approach to life through research and not through decision making and practicalities and knowledge. And I think that's in one way the function of Uru in Aravind to have that. It's a certain plane of communication, and the much the better if it has its effect on the community through contagion, as you said, the bringing out the vibration of it. But I'm a strong pragmatist on the same side, and so I have quite some ideas or an urge to condense and formulate and organize and things like this. There's a strong part in me. Personally, it's a sharing. I've been working the past 7-8 years rather on the fringe of our, you know, the meeting place with the village where there's lots of garbage, yeah, I say symbolically in war. There's lots of unprocessed material there which we don't know where to put it, you know, on this meeting ground between strong inspiration for something else in humanity and a very different step of evolution which is happening there. And I've been for the last 2 years in a very highly tense and loaded conflict situation. So for me it's a little bit healing also to be a little bit more centered in that way, how to say, in a movement in Ireland which is again calling for the higher. So I hope actually I have the same sense what possibly I still see who might have a function in one way to help our way understanding or have this high mind there, what is happening, what are the categories of our existence, what are the planes, what are the activities. I was very grateful for instance in Dennis's presentation. He brought the work of CSI and he had structured it in 7 levels, from the land to the water, to the energy, to the transport, to organization and communication. And I think if we as a body have that awareness of all the layers, and that's the function of the brain in the physical organism, if we have that awareness of what's happening in our brain, yeah, and if we hold it as a space, that it will work in this organism. If the brain is coming self-conscious in that way. But I feel actually for the future the same function we also need as a nerve center in this larger organism, and which possibly will
fulfilled or named that ideal of Arvind as a university. I think that's one of the functions of Uhu. We have to do it. To see this is happening, it's already there. We have all these researchers. We had this old service, which I think we really should work. Kathy still has that material of 65 to 80 people who are very deep in their research. Who, what we heard from the centers, there are so many more people out there who are specialists in their field in the context of the yoga world. And but we also have the same function. We need that nurse center within you. We need the core facility and the core group, which is actually holding it together in all its plane. The inspiration is there, possibly the fundraising side, the practical side, the program side for our students. We need it also, and we should not, in this integral approach, shy away from it. One last thing, what was very important for me in one of the presentations, and it came up today also, was Luca's idea of involving students, future schools, co-create in Aravind this university with our students. The best of our students are going out. They go to the international schools, they go overseas. We should tap into future schools and see how that can be co-created with the young generation. Because there it's from a need, that need is there for an Aravind university, in the youth, and we should tap into that. Personally, my last thing, as a possibly presenting also or having been in presentation, I'm feeling very grateful for this amazing receptivity. Very finely tuned receptivity, because in music it's always like this, you only can perform or can go as deep in your art as deep as the receptivity is. That's why it's so beautiful, for instance, to perform in the ashram. You can go so high. This in one way, yeah? And that means that credit of being able to tap into inspiration and share that goes actually to the receptivity of the container of the group.
Participating a lot in Aravind's organization over many years. And I have personally a lot of an allergy against a lot of talk. So I know, and I'm really constantly talking with myself, no, it has to be this, it has to be this. I'm really somebody who loves to manifest something. I think I will be much more helpful there. Because I'm at the moment not patient enough to do this long. And I have a lot of work. So this gives stress to me. Then when I sit here and talk, I think, oh, and then I have to work in the night. So I've been in a kind of inner stress with what is happening here out of my own situation.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate very much what we do. I'm 100% behind the effort. I'd also love to see how even if we continue the way we do or whatever we do, that we somehow start with some program. And I believe strongly in organic growth, so I think even if we manage 3 programs or something, and then next year 5, it's a true step.
I don't know how it's going to come up. But I imagine the, I'm very excited about the University of Human Unity. And as I listen, yes, I resonate with a lot of that, that has been said. And sometimes there's something somebody says, and I want to say something, but then I'd be responding to almost everyone. But I think the one thing that I want to say is the inclusivity of UFU, that it includes everything, that at every level, that even a child could come to UFU and say, I want, just want to give, and let whoever is interested to come and be attracted to it. And that that UFU is something that's just embodied by people who come to it. And it doesn't have to be to set itself up as an example or whatever. It just is it.
And Whitney, you wanted to say something?
Very short, because I came late. Bliss comes to my mind, and happiness and gratitude. It's extraordinary being among so many extraordinary young, from within, young people who can listen. It's extraordinary. And you know, I like etymology. Listen and silence have the same letters. The next word is heart. In Chinese, to listen has got one of the four characters, one is the heart. So many young people with such a good heart. That's very wonderful for me. Thank you.
Share with you the one of the experience I have lived in UFU, which is I suppose not so great, but interesting for me. When I came first to UFU, in fact, I must avow that I thought I knew better than everyone what was to be done. And so
if you call
and then because of being in a large group, I fear a bit to express myself and to tell openly that I knew better than everyone. So I was a bit constrained not to speak out, and I was pushed in the silence and the hearing a bit against my will. But I found it was quite interesting, because listening to people, I found that in fact they knew what I knew, and they knew it in a way which was a bit different from what I knew. So it was interesting, because I was enriched. And in some session I experienced, because I accustomed to this process, and so I gave myself to it. And in some session I experienced really a very harmonious process of knowledge revelation. The thing came. And I was more concentrated then on aspiring and being concentrated and trying to be receptive to something which was not there. So that was really very, very interesting for me. And the consequence of this was that, in fact, I wonder what is my participation. And this has an effect as deepening the feeling of my participation, and in fact I think I have become a bit more intelligent, or intelligent with brackets of course. I mean more in contact with what I feel I am
very deeply and what I could contribute to. So that is also why I have proposed this exercise today, which was agreed upon, that is to say, to let the knowledge, to let something which is not completely obvious, completely revealed, completely qualified, emerge from everyone's participation. I think very much in this. Maybe it's not all the knowledge we need. We need maybe probably a knowledge which is not yet inside of us or not yet revealed. What we could call the unknown. Then hearing someone speaking before, above all, Dania, what you said about the idea of turning around, adding some very light structure to accustom young people for 1 year. Contribution in all the learning and contribution and the housing problem and the point that was mentioned several times that you who should be should have a relation to all the nuts or difficulties. I just want to mention that this idea of creating such a thing is actually being looked at, and there will be a meeting on Monday afternoon to see the possibility to create rhomboid small structure on feet which are not so costly, which can be built very quickly, and which can form a little village like this, very light, in which you can dismantle or transport and everything. And this is following the initiative from the people who are making bricks. This is filling all this movement where I feel there is something true which is beyond organization, decision, administration, bureaucracy. And I just mentioned this to say that as knowledge and information is there within this group, knowledge is also there in a larger group which is called Oroville. And I'm just wondering how we can tap to this, how we can connect to this. We are connecting here, and in fact Oroville will be if we can connect somehow. Somehow, I don't know how exactly, maybe not so much outside me, but at first more inwardly. I have finished.
No, just before winding up, I would like to invite our invitees here to, just if they want to say a word or about the impression they have been here today.
At least a name.
The name, or I mean, for you. Sandhya and Kosuma, Kosuma from Berlin, and both from...
Very good idea.
Yeah, I'm Sandhya, I'm from Germany. I'm half Indian, half German. And I'm here for 10 days. And I met people who've been here, and I was a different side, and I was searching for a place where I can find a little more peace. The rest of the world, and so I'm here a very short time that I collect my impressions and speak with the people, and they would like to stay here for a time, some months or something. And but I feel very strong, what I feel is that it's very complicated to get into, you know, more things about our world. It's very, there's not no appointment every day or something. You have to get the four courses and you have to wait 1 week and it's very, yeah, difficult to or you can, or that there is no separating. I can go drinking a tea and meeting people, and then you can talk. No? But I find there has to be a time to talk about the problems, if you want to know, and there's a time you don't speak about it. So you have to only to learn to speak without the complicated thing. And that comes, that if it came to a situation where the people only speak about the problems all the time, it is good that there is a possibility to that, but I think maybe to the effect of the speaking in that way, there's no results, very in the theoretic way, or too complicated for someone who really wants to learn more things. And then I speak with people, and what they tell me is the whole a theory about something, and I don't understand it too much. Yeah? And then I say to myself, well, okay, forget it, because you are not intelligent enough, or I don't know this, or I don't know, a little bit, or a little too much. Yeah. It needs a place where I would wish a place where I can go and can ask questions. So this. So then I can answer. This was not easy. Not so complicated, no, not so in the brain, totally not practical. More easy.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. my name is Cosima and I'm from Germany. I'm a film director and I'm going to shoot next year a documentary about art. So I'm here for the third time. I was here for 3 months this year and what can I say? I think it's now the right time to make a documentary about art. There's a lot you can show to the world. And for me, all of it is a vision, and for me, it's, I think only the fact that the people in the world know about Arvel, that something like Arvel exists, is so much, it's such a big hope you can give the people. And so I don't expect that maybe, hopefully, the film goes to different cinemas in the world, to different festivals, to television. I don't expect that all of a sudden, I don't know, well, or will be crowded and millions of people will come, but I expect and I hope that the people will carry this vision of Oregon inside and that everyone confronts themselves to the idea of human unity, the big idea, where am I? And for me, it's like the song of John Lennon, Imagine. And I think we all should sing the song again. And the song still has such a great power. And you are doing this here in Arvel. You're singing this song. And personally, I have a very strong connection to the trio of Lindu and the mother. So I just feel guided and I feel prepared to do the documentary. And I'm looking very much forward to follow this project as well. The university, the human unity, which is so important and sounds absolutely amazing. So I wish you all the best and all of us the best for this kind of project. It's wonderful and thank you all.
Thank you.
much as I love to be with the unknown, I just want to know for next week will there be a
special.
Let it be. Because a lot of direction has come out.
Also vision and mission. We have never clearly stated it. And it's very important.
Maybe we will make a rumbling drink. And we need to have a rumbling.
No, because we meet before then we hear what is next Saturday.
29th. I will be out.
You'll be out.
That's okay.
So let's skip a week.
Today I made another announcement. There is, if you're interested in, I just want to say that I'm going to show my last documentary. It's called Chamamé. It's about an Argentinian music on the 26th at 8 o'clock.
It's a wonderful film. We have to decide whether we're meeting or not. I propose.
They want to meet anyway.
Okay,
yeah.
So then we go ahead.
Good.
The university team, formerly called core group, will meet on Tuesday at 2 o'clock here. So all people who are feel like having time and dedication for this thing can come. Tuesday. We meet on Tuesday because the Verity people can't on Monday. So that's why we...